Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The evacuation continues. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects evacuations for thousands of Syrians still waiting to leave Aleppo and a pair of villages under rebel siege in Idlib province to go on throughout the day today and into tonight, but cautioned bad weather is slowing the process. The ICRC is helping with the evacuations and said Thursday so far about 34,000 people have left eastern Aleppo, which rebels held for 4 years, and their effort to push President Bashar al-Assad from office. That figure includes 4,000 rebel fighters who left overnight. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura expressed some gratification and some regrets.
I wish we had had in October a much more effective response. We would have avoided so much suffering day and night. But in a way, we will see how it ends.
Hundreds more people have left the two villages in Idlib that the government insisted be included in the evacuation. 3 days after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, authorities across Europe searched on Thursday for the chief suspect in the attack, who German officials identified as a Tunisian man who was supposed to have been deported months ago. Authorities said Wednesday 24-year-old Anis Amri had come to Germany in July of 2015, and for 6 months this year was under surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. That probe ended in September, and counterterrorism agencies last exchanged information about him in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging the U.S. to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlement activities in a vote scheduled for Thursday. The Security is due to vote on a draft that would demand that Israel immediately and completely